The global semiconductor industry relies on a hidden piece of technology. It's like a pot forged from quartz, tough enough to handle super hot silicon, but pure enough not to contaminate it. And the world's supply of this crucial tool has been threatened by Hurricane Helene. NPR's Camila Domonoski explains.
Spencer Bost knows that his town of a little more than 2,000 people is special.
Awesome little community. We're right in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we're a hub of world-class artisans.
Spruce Pine, North Carolina, just took a hard hit from Hurricane Helene. The river rose. Roads were wiped out. Railroads heavily damaged. Bost and his fiancée were stuck for 3 days before their neighborhood got enough chainsaws together to cut a path out.
What we thought was going to be, you know, a three-day thing is now going to be, you know, a month at least.
Like many climate disasters, this local emergency also has implications for the global economy. In this case, Spruce Pine has rich deposits of high-purity quartz.
And this is maybe the scarcest of all of the different types of quartz that you can find.
Ed Conway is the author of Material World. To make semiconductors and solar panels, you need to melt silicon without contaminating it. Imagine cooking, but for every recipe, you need new pots and spoons that are pristinely clean and can handle 1,000 degrees of heat. For that, you need quartz. Super pure quartz. Spruce pine alone provides the majority of the world's supply.
That's quite rare, you know, in geology and economics, to be so dependent on one place.
Lita Sean Roy runs a market research firm, and she's always been amazed that the industry relies so heavily on a single place, an obvious vulnerability.
Every time I've asked in the last 2 decades, the question always comes back, well, where else are we going to get it?
Where else are they going to get it? Analysts say the semiconductor and solar industries have stockpiles to weather a short disruption, but a longer one would hurt. Two companies mine for quartz and spruce pine. They have both halted operations, with no word on when they'll restart. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
And NPR's Jeff Brumfiel and Scott Newman contributed to that report.